Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host, Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Tyler Lacy. Tyler is a starting defensive lineman for the Oklahoma State football team and has recorded 86 tackles, 21.5 tackles for a loss, and 8.5 sacks in his career so far. Tyler, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Tyler, you know, want to start by reflecting on this past season. Had a really strong year along a really good defensive line, really good defense in general. You know, you really showed out as a whole, and you specifically. So thinking back to this past season, you know, how do you think you played? What do you think were some of your strengths and things that you wanted to work on this offseason?
After watching the film of this past season, I learned that, like, I could stop the run. So I was really good on stopping the run. And, you know, encouraging my teammates this year was helping me a lot, you know, trying to be the best one out there. I mean, we're the best position group on the field, so let's go dominate and kill the game. And some of the weaknesses I looked at was some of my I could be better on my pass rush, and that's what I've been working on recently, my pass rush, you know, just getting to the quarterback.
Tyler, as spring ball has kind of started and practices are picking up, from what you've seen so far, what are your impressions of this Cowboys team and especially your defensive line group?
I mean, I feel like our defensive line group is the same. I mean, we lost one guy, Israel, to the draft. But I feel like the guys that are coming back and returning, we're really focused this year. You know, we have our eyes set on the prize, and we know we can do it. We just got to get back there again. And I feel like the team as a whole, it seems solid right now. I mean, offense is clicking and the defense is clicking, so we're just ready to play again and play another team besides each other.
Tyler, you know, now you're one of the older guys in the team, going to be a senior. You know, how have you and how do you hope to take on a leadership role to help out those younger guys for this upcoming season?
I mean, just using my experience and teaching the younger guys, I mean, hey, this is how this goes. This, you might see this in the game. This is what this they usually do. I mean, just giving them my experience and passing it along, I feel like will help the guys a lot.
And Tyler, like I just asked about spring ball, obviously this is a buildup to the start of the season. What types of things do you work on specifically during this time and goals by the end of spring ball going into next season?
I mean, right now in these practices, I've just been, you know, trying different stuff, seeing what I could, what would click and will help me in the regular season. So, I've just been doing that. I mean, I try to find one little new thing every day and just try to work on it and try to get better on it at that and just see if it was quick. And you know, I'll take that towards the season practices and see if what that works like too during that time.
In what ways, Tyler, says, you know, since your first spring ball to where you're at now, you know, in what ways has the game changed for you? Has it slowed down? You know, are you able to process things quicker? Just how has things changed?
The game has really slowed down. I mean, I'm using my expertise and, like, you know, seeing like players that I've seen in the past and recognizing them much easier before it happens.
And Tyler, obviously a spring ball is very important for especially the guys that maybe on like the scout team. When it was your first spring ball at Oklahoma State, what was it like? I mean, what are like some of the main differences from like your first spring ball to where you are right now?
Well, my first spring ball, I wanted to get in, you know, really, really understand the plays because, you know, a lot of people left my freshman year. So that spring ball was very crucial for me and, you know, trying to focus in and hone in on like the plays and find out like what's going on really. And so that's the difference between now and then. I mean, now it's like I can pass off information and help people that help the newer guys that's just now coming in or their first spring ball.
Tyler, as a freshman, you redshirted. You know, some guys redshirt, other guys play from day one. You know, in what ways do you think taking that redshirt year as a freshman helped your development?
I mean, the redshirt year, I mean, really helped me. I mean, even though I was redshirted, I was still, like, traveling with the guys. So I also seen, like, what away games feel like, what the locker room feels like before games, you know. Just trying to get the feel of the game besides, like, actually being in the game. And I feel like that really helped me going into my redshirt freshman year. That really helped me on my redshirt freshman year, knowing what to expect and just getting out there and playing now, because you already know what to expect.
And then your redshirt freshman year, the 10 games that you played in, you started all 10 of those. Did you expect going into that season that you were going to see that you were going to start 10 games, or did you kind of have to work and go that extra mile during spring ball in the off season to prove to coaches that you're worthy of starting 10 games?
Well, like I said, the guys I was a lot of seniors ahead of me. So like I was the next man up. So I really had to take that role personal, and like that spring ball, like I was just trying to do the best that I could do and like prove to the coaches like, hey, I could I'm able to take the responsibility of this role and get out there and play those 10 games.
Tyler, you know, with that redshirt freshman season, as Brian and you touched on, you know, able to start a lot. But the first part, start specifically, you know, what was that experience like? Were you nervous? You know, did you play differently? Like, was it faster than you expected? You know, take us through what that first game that you played in was like.
Oh, yeah, my first ever game was versus Oregon State at Oregon State. So it was a road game and it was far. So I was very nervous because you look up in the stands, you couldn't see anybody really. It was just their fans there. And you come in on the bus and they're like booing you and everything. But I was nervous at the beginning, but then I settled in. I mean, the game was really, really fast, like at the start. But, you know, that's always like that because they already have their play scripted and everything. But after that, the game kind of started to slow down and I got into my normal, you know, set of playing the game, and I realized it's just playing football.
And Tyler, that redshirt freshman year, the game against Tulsa, 6 tackles, assisted on a tackle for a loss. Games like that, whether it was your redshirt freshman year, sophomore year, junior year, last year, do those games kind of boost your confidence?
Yeah, I mean, those games do boost my confidence, but I try to look at the lesser games I have where I don't have that many tackles and stuff and try to figure out, like, how I could be better and, you know, get to those games where I have a breakout game.
Tyler, we've seen your production grow on the field to where you're now one of the best players returning in the nation. How is your preparation, you know, and how you approach the lead up to a game, whether it be studying film, nutrition, stretching, just taking care of yourself, academics wise, how has that changed since arriving to college?
Since arriving to college, I mean, especially getting the homework out of the way before the game day. I mean, that's the number one thing. And then, like, I mean, I was doing my stretching and doing little yoga videos and preparation to the game. I mean, just going into practice and taking practice serious and going out there and working my tail off just so I can play on Saturdays and perform well.
Your coach, Greg Richmond, how helpful has he been? Obviously, he's been very instrumental in the success of the defense. Do you think that it's helpful having had him through your time at OSU and not having to go through a different change in coaches?
I feel like having him already and just like not going through a different coach is the best way for us, because like he already knows the guys and he knows we already have a chemistry between the guys and the coach. So I feel like that's good, especially in the meeting rooms. We can all relate and, like, you know, no one's shy because we already met this person before and he's been around. So I feel like that's an advantage for us.
Tyler, you know, on film from this past season, lined up pretty much every spot on the defensive line, depending on down, distance, things of that nature. Will that be the case next year? Are you going to have a more definitive role? And in just in general, playing all over the defensive line, you know, how do you think that has helped you, you know, in just production, getting on the field, and your projection for the next level?
I mean, just showing my capability of where I can play all through the line. I mean, I feel like that's an advantage for me. And, you know, just trying to go out there and, you know, anywhere I can fit in and you can place me, I'll try my hardest at it and try to get to the quarterback, try to do whatever you need me to do.
And, Tyler, last season, especially the game against Oklahoma, what was it like to be part of that team going up and beating your rival? The atmosphere of the stadium. Take us through that experience playing against Oklahoma and then beating them.
I mean, playing against them, I mean, it was just like playing another team, but like, it really didn't hit me until like after the game and the zeros on the clock and we won and the fans started rushing the field. I mean, it was amazing at that point. That's when it really hit me, like, hey, we really won. I mean, it was good beating them. I mean, everybody was so stoked to beat them. But it really hit me, like, after the game.
Yeah, you know, Tyler's season obviously didn't end necessarily the way you guys wanted to have it. But, you know, just thinking about, you know, where you guys were last season and how close you were to, you know, making the Final Four and playing for a national championship, what do you think are some of the things you as an individual and this team has to do, you know, to get to the college football playoff to compete for a national championship?
I feel like we just got to trust each other. I mean, going out there, we already know we're capable of doing it. So we just got to go out there and trust it and trust the process. And, I mean, trust the coaches and trust everything, trust the whole program and play for each other and just go out there and compete every down we have.
And Oklahoma State being a football powerhouse, not only in the Big 12, but just on a national level, a lot of media attention, a lot of televised games, prime time. Does that get to you really, knowing that you're being watched by millions of people?
No, I mean, that really doesn't hit me. I mean, I feel like the fans that are there really, I just see the fans there and I just know a lot of people are watching.
Tyler, you know, in practice, offensively, got to go up against in your career guys like Tevin Jenkins, Chuba Hubbard, quarterback Spencer Sanders, one of the best in the nation. How do you think going up against those guys has helped you with having to face top-tier opponents, and how is seeing some of them go and play in the NFL, how has that motivated you to make you realize you could play at that level too?
I mean, it motivated me because, like, every day in practice, they'll push me to the – because I know they're working and trying to go to the next level, and I'm just trying to compete with them and realizing, like, hey, I'm winning some of these battles, and, like, hey, if they're doing it, I can do it. You know what I mean?
And, Tyler, I would just imagine that your defensive line group is very – you guys do stuff together, not only – on the football field and at practice, but also out off the football field. When you first started at Oklahoma State, kind of getting adjusted to being a student athlete, who kind of took you under their wings, helped you, showed you around, and got you familiar with the Oklahoma State style of play and just being at Oklahoma State?
I mean, I was around all the D linemen that was there. Jordan Brelford, Enoch, Darian. I was around all those guys, you know, just seeing how they carried themselves through the program and, you know, them to me, like, key points of what to do and what not to do. I mean, that really helped me to grow to be what I am right now. And that's what I try to pass on to the younger guys that just came in.
Tyler, just touch on younger guys in the program. Is there a player, offense, defense that, you know, hasn't gotten that media or draft attention yet, but like really stood out to you and will definitely be on draft radars pretty soon?
Yeah, I feel like Colin Oliver is one, but he already has you know, work behind his name. But I feel like Aiden Kelly is going to be a highlight point of this season. I mean, he's one of the younger guys that just came in this past season. And I feel like when he gets comfortable playing, he'll be fine, and he'll be on the draft board somewhere.
And Tyler, when I asked you about the Oklahoma State game, you just said it was like any other game. Do you treat every game that way, regardless of level of competition?
Yes, because I mean, you can't go into a game just because like someone's ranked higher. I mean, a game is a game, so you just got to go out there and give your best effort.
Tyler, you know, Red, you're related to Aaron Ross, who played New York Giants, NFL career. You know, has he been able to help you at all throughout your football journey, you know, and just in general, having someone close to you who's had success at the next level? You know, how does that, you know, boost your confidence and help you realize that your goals are possible in the NFL?
I mean, it boosts my confidence just knowing that one of my family members have made it. So it just boosts my confidence to say, hey, why not me?
Obviously, family is super important. How supportive have your parents been, and just overall through all the decisions that you've had to make, football related and even non-football related?
Oh, my parents support me a lot. I mean, they show up to every game. And they're always on the sideline smiling and like tuning into the game. So I really appreciate them for being there for me. You know, thank God that I have them on my side, because that's my number one team.
Tyler, hypothetical question. If you can be trained by one player currently in the NFL or even someone retired, who would it be and why?
Ooh. Probably Aaron Donald, because he's the best D lineman out there, and he's done seeing everything, and he's like one of the, you know, he's unearned a lot of achievements in his career.
And Tyler, obviously NFL is end goal. You're a sports management major. Is that something you want to get into once your football career comes to an end?
Yes, I've been thinking about sports, a little sports agency after you know, my career's done, but that's in time, and I got time to take. But that's one of the mindsets I have after the game.
And Tyler, for our last question, for any rising high school football player, what's the best piece of advice you could give to one of them?
Just every time you step on the field, play like it's your last down. And last game out there, and just give it your all and work.
That was Tyler Lacy, star defensive lineman for the Oklahoma State football team. We appreciate all your time and insight, and wish you your best of luck next season.
Thank you.